Well, the verse this morning from our calendar is perfect for today, since this morning we're going to celebrate communion. You all look so colorful today. Is it the picnic clothes or what? Maybe everybody's just happy about a picnic. Anyway, you look great. I like this group. Carrie said, our daughter called and she says, Mama, she says, I just love the people in your church. So, you're a great group. The verse this morning is 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from a little bit of unrighteousness. All unrighteousness. He wipes the slate clean from all unrighteousness. It's really hard to share with someone. I was sharing with someone last week who wasn't saved, and I was trying to share with them. They said, well, you know, when I get my act together, then I'll become a Christian. And I said, no, you got it all wrong. No, you become a Christian, then Jesus puts His righteousness on you. Then He gets your act together. But you don't have to get it together first. And I think that's really hard. I think a lot of people aren't Christians just because they don't think they're good enough to be a Christian. But they're missing. What's the good news? What's it all about? Why is it good news? It's good news because we come as sinners, right? And we come before Jesus as a sinner. And as we continue in our Christian walk, we do sin, right? Do I have the right group? Anybody here sin this week? Maybe once, just a little bit. Nobody, you're not. Put your hands up. Amen, I got the right group. Anyway, the neat thing is, the good news is, that if we do confess that sin to Him, He is faithful and just to forgive us. After we confess it, you know, this is really interesting, but He can't not forgive us. That's amazing. God can't not forgive us after we confess our sin to Him. He is faithful and just to forgive us of that sin, anything we remember, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Like if we kind of forgot and didn't confess one, if we confess the ones we know that the Holy Spirit brings to our mind, He forgives us for everything. Do you then have good news to share with the unsaved, huh? Yes. We do. We have great news to share with the unsaved. And that's the miracle of Christianity. That's what Jesus came and died for. So let's stand and let's say this verse together, thinking of communion. We're going into communion, and let's say it out of the Message translation. On the other hand, if we admit our sins, make a clean breast of them, He won't let us down. He'll be true to Himself. He'll forgive our sins and purge us of all wrongdoing. Is that good news? Huh? In Him we live, right? And move and have our being. Not in us. Because in us we mess it all up. But we can hold on to this verse because He makes it all right. Amen.